Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
I've always had anxiety. As a child, I washed my hands until they bled. I was obsessed with safety, double-checking the door lock, convincing myself I'd contracted some horrible disease. When COVID appeared, many people experienced what I have my entire life, and it was oddly comforting. Hand-washing was no longer a sign of obsessive-compulsive disorder, but a way to save a life. The idea of contracting a horrible disease wasn't so crazy. At first, COVID didn't make me more anxious than before. Like many anxious people, I thrive on control. If I washed my hands, socially distanced, followed the rules, I could keep everyone safe. But the rules are murky, and as the months wear on, the daily decision-making has become agonizing. Every attempt to socialize or school our children or grocery shop requires a fraught mental calculus. Is this allowed? Is this safe? I've even found myself intolerant of other people's worry. I'm angry at those who don't take the pandemic seriously, but I'm almost as annoyed with those who cluck and judge on social media as though to prove they're the most cautious. You're just having anxiety, I want to tell them. This mantra has long been a trusted coping mechanism. But who am I kidding? We're in a global pandemic. Our nation barely survived an attempted coup. Our kids haven't been in school for a year, and the new variants are here. Reality is more terrifying than anything a worried mind could conjure. No, we can't tell ourselves not to worry, but we can remember that we're all trying to stay afloat in a deeply uncertain world. There is, I think, a small comfort there. So the next time you're gripped with worry, try my favorite coping mechanism. Tell yourself, "I'm just having anxiety." You might even try, "We're just having anxiety. We may be physically distanced, but we're not wringing our hands alone." With a perspective, I'm Susie Meserve.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond, with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.